The windows are broken. The thieves come in. The windows stay broken. Society changes. And it all smells like Seattle spirit. Don't bogart it.
Call 911 and the police.
I assume it was not a cop job.
Amazon is ISIS.
Say exactly what you think.
No attack! No attack!
As a city, we have no plan.
Well, that's not exactly true. You do have a plan. And it's working like a charm. A biological parent left her infant in a meth camp. This guy knows the mom.
She's getting her life intact. I mean, everybody that's going through hardship, you know, needs a chance.
And
needs a rebound.
It's a symptom. It is a symptom of a disease in our state. One day the story is going to be told. We're being lectured that the election, the presidential election, Donnie Deutsch says it should be not about Trump and who Trump is. It should be about who we are. Donnie Deutsch has said if you vote for Trump, you're evil. If you vote for Trump, you're a Nazi. If you vote for Trump, you are one of the Nazi guards standing there saying, all right, you go to the camps, you go to the work camps, you go to the death camps. So let's take him up on this. Let's take him up on his proposal that we just treat voting as evil. Let's do a little comparison. The children of illegal immigrants who broke the law to cross our border illegally instead of going to a consulate or an embassy or an official border location, those little kids, they didn't break the law. Someone broke it for them. So they are put in detention centers where they are fed and they're housed and they're protected. And if this case in Virginia turns out to be real, and I doubt it very much, that the kids were stripped of clothing and beaten and whipped, if that turns out to be real, I'll stand in line to see the adults that did that face the death penalty. And so would you. And maybe even the left at that point would do that. All in all, the kids are separated from their parents. They're not hidden. They're not taken to a location where no one knows where they're at. The design is to put them back with their parents, well and good, and maybe a little bit traumatized about what they've gone through. But as the parent of the now iconic little baby crying on Time magazine, that parent, the father, has said, no, my kid was never separated from the mother, ever. And that father has said, oh, they're safer now than they were in Honduras. So with that comparison in mind, let us take Donnie Deutsch up on this analysis of voting. The mom who left her kid in the meth house and the navigation team came and found her. Let's compare this. The navigation team and CPS, Child Protective Services, in our area has made the decision that it's okay to raise kids in homeless camps. It's okay to raise them in the jungles. It's okay to raise them around drug addicts and thieves and pimps and sex traffickers. No, it is not something that immediately gets your kid taken from you. So where's the separation? I'll get to that. Because the separation is happening. And it's going to increasingly happen around here. The CPS people, the Child Protective Services, were aware of this mother. They were aware that she was pregnant, that they hadn't seen her in a while. Question, when someone is pregnant and living in a meth camp and continuing to take drugs, is that a time where you can detain the person? Shouldn't it be child abuse to smoke meth and take heroin while you have within you a growing child who is also smoking the meth and also taking the heroin? Didn't we sort of experience fetal alcohol syndrome and figure out that's not good for the kids? Shouldn't that be step one? Hey, you know, you're pregnant. We're going to have to, you know, put you away for a little while and hopefully get you some help. But your kid, we're not going to empower your kid to become a meth addict inside the womb. Sorry. And if they are not born addicted, it cannot be good for them. Secondly, when it was clear that there were babies living in these camps, the navigation team doesn't immediately go in and take them. They became aware of a young woman, young girl who was living with her mom who lived in a camp. She normally stayed with her cousin, but she went to go visit her mom for a week and stayed in one of these camps. These are not safe places. And there are police officers who don't like to go in them. The emergency responders, first responders, they won't go in without police escorts. So taking Donnie Deutsch up on his offer that these elections are not about the politicians, they're about us. Describe to me people who vote for politicians who allow this to occur. Describe to me the mindset of people who vote for a Jelly Durka or who vote for a heroin Dan Satterberg.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
Describe to me people who vote for Mike O'Brien.
As a city, we have no plan.
Knowing that these things go on. Well, there's two possibilities. They don't know. What's the other possibility? They know and they're so bent by ideology that this is okay. Now, there's a third possibility, and it's worse. It's worse. People like Smack Daddy Dow Constantine.
Since 2002, we've reduced the average daily population of young people in the juvenile system at the Youth Services Center from 212 to fewer than 50.
And people like Sleepy Jay Inslee.
You got the best weed in the United States.
Are normalizing narcotics. They're normalizing the use of narcotics. They're normalizing rape camps. They're normalizing living on the streets. With kids. They banned straws. And here's my question. This occurred to me the other day. If I go buy some hypodermic needles and I tear off the sharp part, the needle that pierces you in the pump, what do I have? I have a plastic tube. If I go do that, can I suck coffee out of that tube? Or is that tube only legal when you stab it into the vein in your eye to shoot up? And here comes the separation. I was prepping for the show and reading Mike LaChance at Legal Insurrection. The population of children in foster care or state care has risen by 15 to 30% in the last 4 years. It is most pronounced in states like ours. It is most pronounced in states that are experiencing the so-called opioid crisis. Oh, people like Smack Daddy Dow and Sideshow Bob. A part-time attorney general, full-time seeker of gubernatorial campaign dollars, they would have you believe that this is all big pharma. Some of it is. I had a friend of mine who got addicted to OxyContin, and it ended up taking his life, and it happened after a surgery. That does happen, but that is not the bulk of it. That is not the bulk of what we're seeing on the streets. Not according to pain advocates and patient advocates for pain. We've had them on the program and talked to them about the numbers and their studies. The separation of families. The 15 to 30% are kids being put into at least temporary care, but very often permanent care of non-biological parents. Because when kids come out of opioid-affected households, or in the case of Seattle, opioid-affected rape camps, or in the case of Seattle, meth RVs, or in the case of Seattle, living in the woods, or down by Costco, because the navigation team says they know there's a family down there. They know they've got three or four kids. They know they're living in the jungle. They're kind of looking for them. I don't think they're looking for them that hard. Those kids who come out of those circumstances more often stay in foster care for a permanent basis. So as Jelly Durka is down in Texas, where she apparently went to the wrong location.
Amazon is ISIS.
With her support from people like that.
Don't drop that Durka Durk. Hey, don't drop that Durka Durk.
She leaves behind in her stead. She leaves behind here a state and a region that is undoubtedly one of the leaders in these opioid problems where it is being normalized. So what is really being normalized in our state? Well, by extension, the opioid crisis leading to kids going to foster homes leads to family separation. It is a normalization of that. And just a reminder of how dangerous these camps are. Seattle fire officials had to go put out an RV fire in Soto that had spread to other warehouses. Two people inside the RV made it out in time. The fire department doesn't like fighting these.
Well, there are many challenges when our firefighters face the RV fires. A lot of unknowns. It depends on what the RV is being used
right for,
how it's been modified.
There, what it's being used for. If it's being used to cook meth, it could be a disaster. The propane tanks, the illegal use of electricity. You put a little kid in that environment, it's not just the opioids that are going to separate them. It's going to be a fire one day. This stuff is being normalized. Now, one day the tale will be told is why. Who's paying the bills? Who is paying these politicians to do this? Because it cannot meet the common sense test. I have no proof for it, but my antennae tell me someone somewhere is throwing money around at these people to get them to normalize narcotics, as heroin Dan Satterberg is set to do. Reminder, 3 or 4 weeks ago, the Republicans would have told you, oh, Dan's a good guy. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH and on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. I mentioned that that iconic picture of that child crying is fake. I'm trying to find all the media companies. Trying to find all the media companies apologizing. Maybe you've seen some because I haven't. And one last reminder, man, am I late on this? It is Bumper Music Request Day. If you want to hear bumper music on the Todd Herman Show, hit us up on Twitter, at Toddy Herman, or text the program, 800-465-8770, brought to you by None Better Tax Resolution, and we'll play your bumper music requests. I'm sorry I'm late on that. We'll come back, check the breaking news on a national basis. Broadcast the counter-revolution to the velvet revolution that the left is attempting to foist upon us. How does it feel to be a counter-revolutionary? I wear it with pride. Let's check the breaking news.
As we speak, the Todd Herman Show is live and local because the power seekers never rest. And
well, I mean, hold on a second. That's just not true. That's, you know what? I got to have this thing recut.
Rest. And the power seekers, what? Because the power seekers never rest.
Well, except for Jay Inslee. Just.
And political news is breaking as we speak.
Man, that's been a long time error. Speaking of errors, we got young Thomas to sing today. You know what? There's a lot of people who sent me emails saying, no, look, Tom made a mistake. Don't make him sing.
I agree.
I know you agree. Sometimes breaking news is not the stuff that's happened today, but it's stuff that happened in 2014. What could I possibly mean by that? Have I become confused? Maybe secondhand heroin juice touched my feet? Walking to work through the heroin juice-infested sidewalks of Jelly Durka, Seattle? Well, that may be the case, but no. Nancy Pelosi, 2014. Visiting a child detention facility. Giving herself a speech. Wherein she cautioned us all.
Thank the Border Patrol. Think they're doing the best they can under the circumstances. They have handled this well.
Huh. Man, that was a long time ago, back when it was okay to separate families. Children from their parents. Nancy Pelosi now.
The president is either not knowing, not caring, delusional, in denial about his own policies being outside the circle of civilized human behavior.
That's the same human being. 4 years later. The same circumstance. 4 years later. There are a couple things in my lifetime in politics of which I'm most proud. One is getting Tom Foley fired completely from Congress with the help of the voters, obviously. But I was the first radio show to go out in front of that, and polls afterwards showed that we had a lot of influence in that. Certainly no one else was criticizing Foley at the time. And getting that abhorrent woman fired as Speaker of the House. I will never forget that moment that you guys helped us get that done. In fact, you know, there are listeners to this program I met in that time. There are people on social media I know as friends. I've met now one of them in person, one who helped us get that done. You can't run a country and have that back and forth. You can't do this and expect to have any solidity or any predictability or any respect for the country. You keep people's heads spinning this way, sooner or later, they're just going to stop believing you're the government. They're just going to stop. And we can present all the data points in the world like this one. A six-year-old Costa Rican boy was wandering alone in the desert. He was rescued by the Ajo Station Border Patrol agents Tuesday evening. The Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection rescued the boy, and he said his uncle had sent him off towards the border, knowing that the Border Patrol would pick him up, and this is something they hear all the time. Separation of families, kids separated from their parents, and us swooping in to help. The United States always swoops in to help. But what we're saying is there's got to be a process. There's got to be border checks. There's got to be a consulate. You can't just rush the lifeboat. We are the lifeboat. And this is extraordinary what the Democrats do not understand about what they're building. This is a, you know what they're doing? What was that movie where they brought back the dinosaurs? What was that movie where they brought back the dinosaurs?
Jurassic.
Yes, Jurassic Park. Thank you, young Tom. Okay, you might be saved from singing. You rescue me from one more. You might be saved from singing. You know what they're doing? They're doing a Jurassic Park thing. They are creating these monsters, and they cannot see where it's going to, or they don't care. This guy Solwell is a dangerous, dangerous man. So, yeah, he served overseas. Yes, he deserves our thanks for that. He is the guy who says not only should we ban what he decides are assault weapons, but the police should go kick in the doors. He's now defending interns, congressional interns, telling the president of the United States to F off. He's now defending employees of the president screaming at and belittling and calling Nazis and kicking out of a restaurant a director of one of the cabinet branches. Listen to this defense.
The president has to be, you know, confronted about what he's doing. He has shown no empathy at all on this. The only reason he changed the policy, Aaron, is because it was unpopular, not because it was the wrong thing to do. And it seems that getting the American people to speak up, call their members of Congress, tweet, show up at rallies, that's the only thing that gets this president's attention.
And yell F off, because you didn't address that, but that's what you were asked about. You were asked about this screaming at people in public. You were asked about the doxing. You were asked about those things, Solwell. Look, I once saw Barney Frank, and I confronted him, but I did it in this way. Congressman, I saw that he was driving to work on the morning of a vote for a cap and trade global warming thing. The drive, folks, was about 5 blocks. I'm not kidding. He stopped his car to go into a liquor store. Not kidding. I said, "Hey, Congressman, how you doing?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah." I said, long drive to work today at that cap and trade vote. Why not walk?" He gave me the finger. But I said, "Congressman?" I said, "Thanks for your time, Congressman." Yeah, we need to be able to talk to our elected officials. But when you lower the discourse to this level, you are showing people to act with aggression towards them. And Eric Solwell, it's going to backfire on you. And if it continues, it's going to fold us. And at 5:30 today or thereabouts, I want to talk about how to start a civil war, because these guys are giving us a good start at that. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. Speaking of the Civil War and those things, I want to share with you three stories that typify the bubble of D.C., the center of the center of the universe. Of course, it's bumper music by request. 800-465-8770. It is, because it's Friday. Tom, more good news for you. Couple of notes here. Young Tom sings. I changed the channel. Hey, Todd, you make Young Tom sing. I'm going to turn over and listen to bad country music. Wow.
Keep it coming, Chris. Keep it coming.
Okay, three stories from the bubble. Oh, you wanted David Lee Roth? Yeah, we have David Lee make some commentary on this. Three stories from the bubble that is Washington, D.C., because I can't get enough of describing the bubble. You want to save the country, for real? You want to hear a truly revolutionary idea to save the country? Now, I believe to be one of the first people to have proposed this. You may have thought it as well. There are now serious people who are proposing this. I want to rotate where the capital of the United States is. I want to rotate it. Yeah, it would cost a little bit of money, but it would save a whole bunch of money. The other thing I want to do is put a time cap on the amount of time Congress people can be in Washington, D.C. I want them there for votes and home. I want their offices in D.C. done away with. I want to sell the real estate. I want it done away with. I want them to work out of their neighborhoods. I want them to work out of home offices and have meeting spaces where they can meet online. We can do secure connections, etc. Why? You want to destroy the swamp. You got to understand what the swamp means. The swamp means that you work in janitorial services, and that is an honorable job, and my uncle did it his whole life and retired mighty, mighty well. You work in D.C. in janitorial services, say hello to a 30 to 40% premium on working in other cities. You're a hot dog vendor, say hello to a 15% premium. Why? Because you work in a town that doesn't have recessions. It doesn't have depressions. If it wants more money, it takes more money. You're living in a town that is something like, now, I think it changed recently, 6 out of the 10 richest counties in the United States of America are around the Beltway. There's not a person back there who doesn't benefit from big government. That's one of the reasons why the professional Republicans back there can't be truly activist, because they benefit so greatly from big government. When Eric Cantor lost his congressional seat, he turned right around, was earning $1 million a year, and Eric's a good enough guy. He's a softie. He's a professional Republican. He's not a good legislator. He has no backbone. He's not an activist, but he's a hell of a nice man. He is a nice man. So these stories from the bubble are an indicator of why I would back a radical idea like I just shared. Let me give you this one. There's a Democrat named Benny Thompson. He's from Mississippi. He has gotten 23 co-sponsors of a bill. Jimmy Clyburn, Hank Johnson, Elijah Cummings, Marsha Fudge. He wants to ban Congress members from sleeping on their couches in their office. That's step one. Now, why would he want to do that? Remember Jason Chaffetz and some other Republicans said, look, I'm not here to build a life. I don't want to live in Washington, D.C. I'm here to serve. I'm not going to go out and spend a bunch of money on an apartment, and I intend to go home on the weekends. I'm not going to make a life here. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Make yourself uncomfortable living in D.C. Make it hateful. Truly, do not enjoy the process. Never get drunk on the feeling of being in D.C. Never enjoy being called congressman. Never get into the riches. Never do that. Go back and serve. Make it uncomfortable. It should be uncomfortable. It should be a sacrifice. It should be notable time away from your family. So he slept on the couch. Other people slept on the couch. So step one in this bill is to outlaw sleeping on couches in your office. Step two in this bill is to build a great big dorm so our congressional representatives can live for free back in Washington, D.C.
No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
For free. Living themselves in a dorm, like a drunk dorm.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
Back in the days of college, drinking with the keg parties and the brothers running down the hallway shirtless in their dorm room. But this doesn't stop there. He wants to have a tax write-off for members of Congress who bank $174,000, who, if they serve enough terms, will retire banking about $150,000 per year, plus the best health care that your money can steal, plus living on corporate boards, a phone call here, a phone call there. There's another couple hundred thou in your pocket. Putting your kids up into your political action committee so they can earn a living, pulling in a couple hundred thou. Maybe your wife pulls in a couple hundred thou. That long-lost cousin of yours, Bucky, pulls in a couple hundred thou, and he wants a tax write-off of up to $3,000 per month to spend on their housing. Because don't you know, it's just not affordable. By the way, what's the average cost, monthly cost, of a studio apartment in Washington, D.C.? That's about $1,600. Be about 10% of their salary. The average American spends about 33% of their salary on housing. And this clown says he can't afford 10% and neither can other congressional members. The bubble. That's the bubble. That's story number one. Story number two. Having asked for that and having been said that they're just not paid enough, reflect upon this. The government recently, the Congress, failed to cut the budget. How much were they looking to cut? Eight tenths of 1%. David Lee Roth is excited by that, but they failed. They failed to cut 0.8% from a $1.3 trillion budget. Most of that cut, most of the cut would have come from unauthorized spending. Spending that agencies weren't allowed to do. Only in D.C. is that a cut. This would be very much like you finding out your kid stole 40 bucks from you. You take the 40 bucks back and your kid says, hey, you're cutting my allowance? Well, in fact, it's exactly that. Now, there was a cut to the CHIP program, which is how slimy Chuckie Schumer used this as a way to scare people. From the CHIP program. That was it. That was it. Enough to forestall everything else. They couldn't sequester the CHIP and go after the rest of the money. 0.8%, and they failed to cut it with a $20 trillion deficit and $220 trillion in unfunded liabilities. But these people want to have us build them a free dorm to live in. And David Lee Roth. I'm telling you, Dave. That's exactly what they're looking to do. Story number three from the bubble, the center of the universe, Washington, D.C. What percentage of voters blame the federal government for the situation of kids being separated from their families when the adults sneak into the border illegally? Or not just families, but they're adults. Sometimes they're traffickers. What percentage? Given the news coverage, given what we've heard out of D.C., what percentage of Americans are blaming the government for that? That's less than you'd think. 54% of likely voters are blaming the parents for putting their kids in that circumstance, not the government. 35% believe the government is to blame for enforcing the law. 11% are unsure. It's a big percentage, the largest percentage, who say, no, this is the fault of the parents. But D.C. is so inexorably broken, and the left is so committed to chaos and so committed to pimping agitation and so committed to grievance mongering and so committed to getting people into a frothy revolution, pre-revolutionary state. And make no mistake, that's the trajectory. That they're going to posture that this is Nazi Germany. They're going to posture that these are internment camps. And I remind you of Nancy Pelosi back in 2014, a big 4 years ago, outside a detention facility, giving a speech.
Thank the Border Patrol. Think they're doing the best they can under the circumstances.
4 years later, they're Nazis. There you go. That's the bubble. Now, you see why I want to ban congressional members from living there? They should go for meetings, period. I want the offices torn down, really, turned into a park. Make them work in home offices in their neighborhood so they have to see people. And then they go to the store and have conversations with people. All right, we'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. Break over into just a few more things. Remember, get your music request in for Friday's Bump Music by Request. Black Happy. Oh, yeah, we do that all the time. Disposal Hero, Metallica. Metallica Seeks and Destroy. A lot of people like Metallica. God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. And then another one here. If Tom doesn't sing, I'm changing the channel. There you go. Bumper music by request. There you go. You wanted the Doobie Brothers. We chose the songs. You didn't specify. No time to dilly. Maybe we could dally. Nope. Can't even do that. We just have to roll into...
just a few more
where
things.
We take news-like items, roll them together. Sometimes a theme emerges. We always number the items. And Fridays, they tend to be a little bit more laid back.
Thing one.
See, I said we number them. Remember Bobby Plant from the band Led Zeppelin? He got to go watch an 8-year-old drummer kick it. Playing some John Bonham.
I love when you can see her smile at the music that she's playing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great, isn't it? Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I know where she can get a good job. Mm-hmm. She'd have to bring some sort of teachers with her and stuff like that. Yeah. So the mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and pretty sure I would not let my 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 25-year-old, or 40-year-old daughter within even breathing distance of Bobby Plant. Great musician. Pretty sure he may have sold his soul. That's up to you. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing two.
Chris Cornell's daughter. Name is Tony. You know, Chris decided to end his life and make it much more likely that his daughter will end hers. And God forbid. Sorry. I just want to be clear for everybody who considers suicide. And I have thought of it years ago. Just put that on your kids. She has performed a song in remembrance of her dad. Tony Cornell covering Prince's Nothing Compares to You.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away these blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
Y'all remember that? With kids, okay? Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to the real parent. Chris, you made a mistake. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing three.
From a tragic mistake to a really funny one gives me a sense of schadenfreude. Pierce Morgan tries to embarrass some young model who wants to be a reality TV star, but it all turns around because Pierce Morgan is sort of a jerk.
Do you know Pythagoras' theorem to the nearest five decimal places?
Do you?
What's your favorite color?
Do you?
Color.
Do you know the Pythagoras theorem to the nearest five decimal
3.147 is certainly the first four digits.
It's pi. It's not what you said. It's pi. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing four.
Oh, we played an earlier clip of this. Yet more Nancy Pelosi making herself into what she is, which is a donkey's behind. 2014, outside of a detention center where they were holding kids.
Well, I hope that, I mean, while some may have tried to politicize it, I hope that that was not the case. And I think anyone who comes here knows that this is not about an issue. It's about a value, and it's a value that we share.
No, but the value has changed, ain't it, Nance? Ain't it changed? Last up, just a few more things.
Thing five.
On MSNBC, someone named Soboroff, reporter, has an interesting party to blame for the MS-13 problem in Central America.
The violence that many of them are fleeing in Central America is violence that's perpetrated by gangs that actually started in places like my hometown, Los Angeles. When you hear about MS-13 from President Trump or the 18th Street gang, Barrio 18, in fact, I stood here maybe a couple months ago and I met families that came here to seek asylum, and one of them said that they had been terrorized by Barrio 18. Those are Los Angeles street gangs.
That we concentrate on shutting down. And it doesn't help when you bring in the Central American cousins to the gangs who are more advanced and better armed and more brutal. Okay? Hey, that's by request too. Look at you. Young Tom on the job. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. You know what? I'm done with Jelly Durka. I'm going to just call her on the air. We'll see what happens.